We're now going to hear from Gail Allaby, who's talking to Dee Kerslake from the U3A Poetry Appreciation Group. Dee's going to read a couple of poems to us. Very intellectual.
Hello, Dee.
Hello.
Thank you very much for recording this piece for us.
Not at all.
And I'll hand over to you now.
I hope you'll enjoy it. Yes, this is a poem from Seamus Heaney, a very famous poem that you may well know, an early one of his poems from 1966, and it's called Digging, in which he explores his ancestry, really, and celebrates them and wonders if he's going to match up to them himself. It's called Digging. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a clean rasping sound when the spade sinks into gravelly ground. My father, digging. I look down till his straining rump among the flowerbed bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills where he was digging. The coarse boot nestled on the lug, the shaft against the inside knee was levered firmly. He rooted out tall tops, buried the bright edge deep to scatter new potatoes that we picked, loving their cool hardness in our hands. By God, the old man could handle a spade, just like his old man. My grandfather cut more turf in a day than any other man in Toner's Bog. Once I carried him milk in a bottle corked sloppily with paper. He straightened up to drink it, then fell to right away, nicking and slicing neatly, heaving sods over his shoulder, going down and down for the good turf, digging. The cold smell of potato mould, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to follow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it. Seamus Heaney, marvellous poet, marvellous poem in my view.
Oh, Dee, that was lovely. That sounded beautiful as you were reading
well,
it.
Well, it's full of sounds.
Yeah.
It's full of sounds and sounds.
Yes, it's lovely. Do you have any more?
I could give you one more.
You could give us one more. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Again, somebody very famous that you may well know, Thomas Hardy. His dates are 1840 to 1928. And he's doing what we all do, I suppose, as we get older. He's beginning to think what his legacy will be, what he'll leave behind him, if anybody will remember him. And it's called Afterwards. When the present had latched its postern behind my tremulous stay, and the May month flaps its glad green leaves like wings, delicate filmed as new spun silk, will the neighbours say, he was a man who used to notice such things. If it be in the dusk when, like an eyelid's soundless blink, the dewfall hawk comes crossing the shades to alight upon the wind-warped upland thorn, a gazer may think, to him this must have been a familiar sight. If I pass during some nocturnal blackness, mothy and warm, when the hedgehog travels furtively over the lawn, one may say, he strove that such innocent creatures should come to no harm. But he could do little for them, and now he's gone. If, when hearing that I've been stilled at last, they stand at the door watching the full-starred heavens that winter sees, will this thought rise on those who will meet my face no more? He was one who had an eye for such mysteries. And will any say when my bell of quittance is heard in the gloom, and a crossing breeze cuts a pause in its outrollings, till they rise again, as there were a new bell's boom. He hears it not now, but used to notice such things. Thomas Hardy, wonderful poem.
I'm just trying to speak up a little bit, because I've got a very soft voice. But that was just lovely. Thank you very much, Dee. And I think one of your members from your poetry group is going to
do one for
us as well.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.